Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. And we're talking a little Titans football, a little Brady, a little bit of everything that has to do with the Tennessee Titans. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our good buddy, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Obviously, want to start off first, Teron, by just saying hope you and the family are well, given everything that's happened in our community this week. What's kind of been your response if you've seen, you know, obviously the devastating tornado in our area, the community rallying around each other, the Titans donating $1 million to help out in relief efforts. Just what's this week been like from your vantage point as you've watched everything unfold?
Yeah, well, fortunately, it did skip by me. I'm over here off of Bell Road, and we were okay. So that is a blessing, at least for me personally. But, yeah, we went out and we walked through Germantown, and it's terrible, the devastation out there. You really feel bad for people, but I do love the way everyone's coming together. You see people walking around handing out oranges and water. I want to shout out the Predators, too. You know, they opened Bridgestone Arena for those who need it. Just a place to have lunch and get away from it all. So that was really great on their part. And you're right. You know, the city is coming together. The Titans are going to be at a local high school distributing supplies and things this morning. So I'll be going to that. And I'm seeing, you know, how the city has been able to come together, and it's great to see.
It really has been great to see, and it's just been, I think, kind of a reminder of how strong our area is. So really yeah. Glad that you and the family, Teron, are okay. Obviously, you know, the Brady situation will not go away. There were reports out of Boston yesterday that are saying the Titans are using the Brady situation to lock in Tannehill to a cheaper rate in their negotiations. How realistic do you think that is, that the Titans this entire time could be using everything that's going on in the circus that has been Tom Brady's potential free agency to really use it in their advantage in negotiations with Ryan Tannehill?
I don't know how much I put in that. I think John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, I think they're pretty straightforward guys. I don't really see them doing something like that, but I mean, you never know what happens in negotiations, but I feel like they haven't stood behind it and they haven't just completely brushed it off the table. I think they're just playing the field. And at the end of the day, Ryan Tannehill, I firmly believe, is the one that they want back. And I think he's the one they're going to have back. And I think those negotiations are just going to, you know, continue to work out. And I firmly believe he'll be the Titans quarterback next year.
Do you firmly believe he'll be the quarterback on a long-term deal, Toronto? Do you think the tag is possible here?
I think actually the tag is possible just to get those exclusive negotiating rights because, you know, here's the thing. If they place the tag on him, it's not the end-all, be-all. That just gives them the opportunity to negotiate exclusively with him, you know, so he can't go and you know, put together a deal with another team. So I think the tag can be done and they could have a deal set up. Obviously you have until what, July, I believe it is, to you know, negotiate the deal. So yeah, the tag could be in play.
Teron, how ready are you to see a resolution to this Tom Brady saga with everything that's been swirling around as of late?
Oh, yeah, I'm very ready. I would love to know one way or the other what's going on because, you know, I get tired of getting on the phone with my editor and talking about possibilities as far as stories with the Tom Brady thing, man. And it's nuts, you know, and I'd rather know just going forward what I'm going to be dealing with for the season, you know.
Okay, but selfishly, just take out the Titans and what they should do because I think we all agree on that. Yeah, you know, I think it should be Tannehill, but selfishly, and I'm with you. The story ideas are flying right now about Tom Brady. Would you enjoy it? Like if you could just pick something that would make next year more interesting, would you pick Brady?
Oh yeah, I think that would.
We're
that
all
would
in
get
on
more
the Brady train.
SC hits, man. Yeah, you know, more TV hits and those kind of things. So yeah, for sure, I would pick that. And you know what that means, more primetime games for us to go to as well.
God, you'd be on SportsCenter like every 5 minutes,
we know
man.
How fashionable,
you might get sick of it, though.
We know how fashionable Teron is. I mean, he would be a hit on SportsCenter. He'd be on there all the time.
Those bow ties,
yeah,
man. You have to get
definitely.
Some more, though.
Oh, no, I have a whole duffel bag full. I'm good to go.
Teron, we've seen in the past, John Robinson is not afraid to move around in the draft if he feels like that's necessary. Obviously, there are a ton of questions that have to be answered before then via free agency. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, they're not able to sign Jack Conklin and they lose him. Do you think they're more likely to move up to try to get the right tackle that they want, or do you think they could find a tackle at the 29th spot in the draft that could come in and that could play immediately?
I think they could find a tackle at 29 or even in the second round. I feel first-round option for them. Josh Jones, I think, from Houston will be there. Second round, I think Lucas Niang out of TCU. I really like that kid. You watch his 2018 tape. It's much better than last year because he was healthy. A couple other options in the second round, Austin Jackson out of USC, Ezra Cleveland out of Boise. There are different guys that they could get that could come in and start right away. It's just, you know, you got a lot of youth on that right side. So I really think that if Conklin goes, Dennis Kelly is someone they're going to have to bring in. And for what I've heard, he's going to get plenty of interest on the market.
Well, Teron, the CBA is with the players now. It's interesting they have a week here. And I know here and there you see some reactions trickling out. What's your sense right now on first of all, how that ended up? What do you think of the proposal as it stands? And what do you think is going to be the outcome here?
Yeah, I just would like to see it lead to more money for the players if they're going to be asked to play an extra game, right? And it's just interesting because it's kind of causing a divide, right, between the guys who are making a lot of money and the guys who are, you know, veteran minimum or you know, mid-level players. And I don't like that part, but there's a lot of give and take, and I hope that they can come to a conclusion. I don't see it coming to an agreement. I don't see that happening in the near future. I don't think it'll happen before the season starts.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport has been our guest here on Morning Drive. TD, thanks so much for coming on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. And I hope you guys didn't get affected by the storm either.
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah,
thank you for
lucky,
asking.
Man.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to you later.
All right, TD. We'll see you. I do wonder, like, how tired are, like, Titans fans of hearing about Brady? Like, do they – is that something that they have just kind of checked out on? Because they a lot of people will say they have. But they'll be the first one, like, if Brady comes here, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
I knew he was coming.
Yeah. Well, and every day there's a new, you know, it's a new report.
It is.
But
every day.
You know, there's, it's just, look, there's heavy competition, obviously, to try to find something out in this. The problem is there's, look, the people who are really making decisions here are not, they're not showing their cards, so you've got, like, a source who's kind of speculating what they think might happen. The last thing, again, from Greg Bedard, I mean, that's how I've read it, too. But we will soon find out, thankfully for all of us.
Yes, we will. And speaking of Munson, there's a new report, isn't there?
There's a new report, Joe Rixon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. The breaking news sounder. Look at Munson.
Jeremy Fowler, a guy we've had on the show before, is reporting some other stuff, too. We're going
to
talk about that, Joe.
I know you
don't want to, Joe.
I'm trying to find it right now.
But we're going
to
talk about it.
You don't need to look for it. We're going to talk. We'll let you know.
No, Joe, we'll let you hear it. Next.
I'm going to hit my button.
My people will let your people hear.
Yeah, I'm going to mute myself
now. You keep your button away, and we'll be back to talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad and Marquise Munson here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.